Well, this is Jeff Young, and this is my first audio boo. the whole audio boo thing is seems to be catching on pretty amazingly. I've been enjoying listening to audio boos, the audio boos of some of my friends, especially friends of the SQPN family. Father Roderick has been in Australia, and he's been publishing some boos. And then, of course, there's Captain Jeff and Father Seraphim and Lisa Hendy and Dr. Paul Camerata and Barb in Nebraska and the Padleys. So I have enjoyed it so much, I figured I would try to get in on the action. So this is my first boo, and pretty cool. I'm anxious to see how this works. So today's been an interesting day. I am actually wiped out, exhausted. We had a conference of sorts. Down in New Orleans, in downtown New Orleans, at the convention center today, and it was for Catholic educators. Matter of fact, all of the schools in the Archdiocese of New Orleans were closed today, so that all the teachers, all faculty, could attend this conference. It was really amazing that they were able to pull everybody together like that. They had a national speaker. His name, I believe, is Daniel Pink. And he came to give the keynote address this morning. Very interesting keynote. A lot of it had to do with technology and how technology has changed our outlook on life. Our worldview has changed the way that we work, and so our students today have to, of course, change with the times as well. The way that we teach them, and this was sort of like a recurring theme of his. Is that we need to teach them today, but not like our yesterday, right? We got to teach them the way they need to be taught today, and not like we were taught, because when we were taught in school, the world was a completely different place. So there were some good things that came out of it. I have to admit, though, that I'm somewhat skeptical when it comes to workshops or seminars like this for educators. I have been to several, and to be honest, I've gotten very few good ideas from them. And I found that the most productive part of these types of workshops are the conversations that take place outside of the actual presentations. It's just teachers talking together, and I'm able to contribute maybe an idea to some teachers, and then I get ideas from them. That's really the most valuable part, I believe, of these kinds of workshops. So today, a friend of mine and I, Robert Simpson, we went to Central Grocery to have, it's the place where the muffalata sandwich originated, and we went there. It was awesome. It was so good. Of course, I brought my H2, so I have some recording of that visit, and my camera, so I could get some pictures of this little, once again, kind of a hole-in-the-wall place down there, right across the street from Café Du Monde on Decatur, in downtown New Orleans, just outside the French Quarter. So lots of fun. We walked there from the convention center, so that was quite a walk. I probably walked off whatever I ate, so it was okay. Anyway, I'm home now. I'm exhausted, wiped out just completely, and I'm gonna rest for a little bit, and we actually have a tailgating party to go to in about an hour or so. At St. Paul's, where I teach, for the football game. There's a football game tonight, home game, and we're going to barbecue out with some friends prior to the game. Anyway, this is my first boo. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to getting into this new craze, the audio boo. God bless.